Tuesday, August 17th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I reposted the Comstock Report from April that I had written on Afghanistan again today. I think that I covered it pretty well at the time, and nothing turned out better than I had suggested. The date of the final withdrawal got changed from September 11th to August 31st by Joe Biden, and then was accelerated again by the Taliban. The now-deposed president of Afghanistan bugged out early, which is like all the rest of the Afghan military and government, putting distance between them and the advancing Taliban. Medal of Honor winner Clint Romache noted that the first signal that the Taliban were about to launch their attack on outpost Keating was their Afghan auxiliary troops hightailing it before the assault on the base even began. All that equipment and training, and they were just hanging around for the base pay. With the exception of a few special forces that were quickly overwhelmed, the entire Afghan military was no different. They surrendered at the first sighting of the Taliban without even putting up the pretense of a fight. They had no will to fight for their country, so it will now revert quickly to chaos. They were disappointed in us, but we have plenty of reason to be disappointed in them. It was their country to fight for. Frankly, they had every chance to make this a different outcome, and it was not happening. So why would we stay? Polls showed over 70% of Americans wanted out. Now the Taliban will be flying their flag over Kabul on September 11th. How is this withdrawal different from Vietnam? The South Vietnamese were militarily defeated. The Afghan army should have been a superior military force relative to the Taliban, only on paper it seems. Our withdrawal was extremely poorly planned by politicians against the advice of our military. The surprise here was not the strength of the Taliban or the forcefulness of their offensive. They were virtually unopposed. The surprise was the weakness of Afghan forces. One difference is that instead of Huey helicopters evacuating the embassy, they are now Black Hawks. At the end in Vietnam, we also got many of our Vietnamese allies out of the country, one way or the other, and patriated them here to the U.S. They were given a fast path to citizenship. The Afghans were not so welcomed, and they are landlocked and able to leave on boats like our Vietnamese allies did. This time the bureaucrats plodded along with such a slow visa process, acting like they had lots of time they did not have. So there have been only hundreds, that may become several thousand, that will get out, if the Taliban allows this, out of the tens of thousands that we promised protection to. I see no reason why anyone would trust us again in that regard. Then again, maybe they trusted us too much in that they were just taking advantage of us. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Will Afghanistan again become a terrorist haven? Peter Zeehan offered his perspective on that. The goal of the American presence was to prevent the return of hostile militant groups like Al-Qaeda, the radical Sunni terror group that carried out the September 11, 2001 attacks. Good, fine, but Al-Qaeda has inspired more capable copycats in Pakistan, India, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Palestine, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, Yemen, Sudan, Libya, Niger, Nigeria, Mali, Somalia, the Philippines, Indonesia, France, Belgium, Russia, and I probably missed a few. So what are we going to do? Occupy them all? I did not think that Americans wanted this war to end so ingloriously and ignominiously, but they had wanted us out of there for a long time. There was not even a good debate about staying in that country. I think that it is the Afghans that should be embarrassed over the collapse of their military government. The Taliban played their cards right, making promises in the Doha Agreement that they never intended to keep. And then when it was clear that we were leaving, first pledged by Obama, then Trump, and then Joe Biden, they puffed and blew the house away. They did not even have to huff. We never pushed back so they could tell that we were done, leaving it all in the Afghan forces who were expected to hold back the Taliban while we exited, and that plan imploded. They'd fooled a lot of people, including Joe Biden, into thinking that they were real. The Taliban moved in daylight, exposed to our military. The predators, circling overhead, held their fire, letting them advance. They had held their fire, letting us leave. Had we made them angry, they may not let us withdraw without drawing more blood. There were lots of decisions to make for which there were no good answers. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.